USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More changes being made in the Trump administration. The president yesterday confirming he's named a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley is the choice of President Trump to become the next top military advisor, replacing General Joseph Dunford, who is retiring in October of next year.
The president also confirming that he'll be hiring a new chief of staff for himself.
John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year. We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis.
Winter storms causing travel problems nationwide. One big storm in the southeast U.S. is dumping snow, ice, and rain on several states. Governors in Virginia and North Carolina have declared states of emergencies. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump says protests in Paris are a result of the climate change policies of French President Emmanuel Macron. The president tweeting yesterday, quote, "The Paris Agreement isn't working out so well for Paris." He adds, "It's because people do not want to pay large sums of money, much to third world countries, in order to maybe protect the environment." The protests continuing for a fourth consecutive weekend in the city of Paris. They kicked off last month as opposition to an increase in fuel taxes. Yesterday, France's Interior Ministry said 1,220 people had been taken into custody around France because of the protesting, a roundup the scale of which that country hasn't seen in decades. An FBI agent shot in the shoulder yesterday in New York City during a street gunfight in the Canarsie section of Brooklyn. The agent in stable condition now, two possible suspects in custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
One of the first people to plead guilty in the Russia investigation is now back out of jail, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos was released from prison on Friday morning after serving 12 days for lying to investigators about his contact with people tied to Russia during the 2016 campaign.
While I wasn't in prison for that long, it's still not a place anybody wants to spend even 1 minute in, let alone 12 or 14 days, whatever I was in there. You're away from family, you're away from friends, you're away from the world, and you're living in a underworld.
I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
The number of children who aren't insured is growing. Last year, there were 3.9 million kids who didn't have health care coverage, and that was up by 276,000 from the previous year, according to government figures. The number of children without it had reached a new low in 2016 and had been decreasing every year since 2008. But experts are blaming the increase on losses in public insurance coverage, including the federal CHIP program, Medicaid, and direct coverage through the Affordable Care Act. And in Nashville, Walmart says Kid Rock paid off 350 layaway accounts at the store, costing him about $81,000. The musician saying on Twitter he was just following the lead of director Tyler Perry, who did the same at a couple of Walmarts in Georgia. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.